The next Winter Olympics aren't happening until 2026, but the American Luge team is out searching for the next generation of Olympians. USA Luge holds clinics around the country, and it uses street sleds to introduce kids ages 9 to 13 to the sport. One of the recent clinics was in Messina in northern New York. It's the hometown of Olympic slider Johnny Gustafson, who was there to help recruit, as Celia Clark of North Country Public Radio reports.
About 10 kids and their parents are on a short, hilly residential street in Messina. For some of these kids, being here has nothing to do with the Olympics.
Anything fast is fun.
That's Sean Paul Hansen. Olympian Johnny Gustafson says going fast is a good enough reason to learn to luge.
The speed is definitely what hooked me because, you do go fast and you slowly work your way getting faster and faster.
Each kid gets a helmet and a small sled complete with inline wheels instead of blades. Two rows of bright orange cones line the street. The kids have to steer their sleds between them. This is how Gustafson started his journey to the Olympics, at one of these events in nearby Canton.
I do remember I did hit a couple of cones.
Sleds are also super, super stable.
Gustafson isn't the only Olympian here. Aiden Kelly competed in the 2014 Sochi Olympics and was a national champion. He's coaching the kids and checking out their potential.
We want the kids to have a good time, and we want to find kids who really love the sport.
10-year-old Raiden Boye is sitting on his sled waiting for a turn. He's having mixed feelings.
A little bit scared and a little bit excited.
The kids each make a few runs from street level. Then they move to a tall metal ramp to go faster.
3, 2, 1. Turn your head.
Vaishnavi Lingam is the only girl in this clinic. Her mom helps her tuck her long braid into the back of her shirt before she starts sliding.
I was happy to know that, like, we had an athlete from a Messina being in the Olympics.
Turns out Lingam's family has a connection to Johnny Gustafson's. They're neighbors.
It feels good to be in my hometown and seeing kids excited to try it and having fun while they're doing it.
After a couple of hours, the kids have the hang of things. Trayvon Alexander, who's 10, says he'd definitely do luge again if he got the chance.
What was it that you liked about it that would make you do this again?
Going fast.
Alana Cruz is Trayvon's mom. She says luge seems really good for him.
He just seems to be really focused, which is very hard for him. So this is good.
As the clinic comes to an end, Raiden Boye, who was nervous, is feeling more confident.
Do you want to be in the Olympics now?
Yes.
Doing what sport?
Luge.
His mom, Sarah Huto, is impressed.
I think this is amazing. I think that they're giving more kids a chance to become part of something pretty amazing.
USA Luge holds workshops like this across the country. Out of all the kids they'll see, 80 to 100 will be invited to Lake Placid to train like the Olympians. After that, some might be offered a spot on the development team, the next step in their Olympic journey. For Here and Now, I'm Celia Clark.